Thank you so much for listening to the Radio Chatter Podcast. My guest today, Zoltan Bathory from Five Figure Death Punch. The new record, And Justice for None, is out today. We talk about the new album, a couple cover songs he did, including The Offspring, as well as Kenny Wayne Shepherd. And then the conversation kind of switched over to Ivan's sobriety.
He's looking at, you know, all those bands and all the musicians are no longer here, you know, and that's kind of, you know, help him to get sober.
You'll never believe which rock legend saw those guys and said, you guys have to relax. Anyways, that, funny Instagram stories, belated birthday wishes, and more today with Zoltan Bathory from Five Finger Death Punch on Radio Chatter.
From Detroit Rock City.
Detroit Rock City.
This is the Radio Chatter Podcast. Here's your host, Meltdown.
In the description of the show, I linked back to the last interview I did with Zoltan, which was on March 16th, so almost exactly 2 months ago, as we talked about the brand new record, And Justice for None. Actually, I talked with Jason Hook about the record back in September, and here's what he had to say about it.
Well, we finished a record. I don't know, some people may or may not know, but we got into a legal tangle with our label.
Okay.
So we submitted this record like in December. It's finished. They have it. And they're trying to decide what they want to do with it, which is a drag.
Yeah.
But we do have a finished record.
It's done.
It's done.
Can you tell us anything about it?
It's killer.
In the album, they do cover an Offspring song. I talked to Noodles about that a couple weeks back.
I like it. You know, it was very, very flattering that they would even consider doing that. We met them at a festival a couple years ago in Europe, and really nice guys. And I know Ivan's a big fan of at least Dexter's singing. And so we were stoked. I always wished I would be able to do a guitar, a searing guitar solo like the one they put in the song. I was next. I couldn't play that well anyways.
You know,
now you can add it in.
Let's face it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You can play their version of your song.
Yeah, on stage, that's right.
You learn how to learn that solo.
Noodles is a funny dude. I mean, if you're named Noodles, you have to have some sense of humor, right? Anyways, let's talk with Zoltan today. The new record, And Justice for None, is out. Of course, the guys crisscrossing the country, touring, probably making a stop somewhere where you might be, no matter where you're listening to the Radio Chatter Podcast today. It's Zoltan Bathory.
Hey. How are you?
Good. It seems like we just talked yesterday.
Yes.
And here it is.
How you see?
The record's out.
It's actually happening. See, everybody held their breath like, is this really going to happen?
Yeah, that's right, because it's been a while in the making, like we were talking about last time. But yeah, it's cool. And Justice for All is out. And I noticed, doing some research on this, that I know you guys covered the Offspring song. By the way, I asked Noodles about that from the Offspring a couple weeks ago, and he said he really liked the song. He hadn't seen the video yet, but the video is like really heart moving.
Yeah. And that's actually, it's amazing that, you know, that those guys actually posted on their, you know, on their Twitter and their social media because they like the cover. So, you know, that's pretty cool, because see, the Offspring is Ivan's favorite band, so especially for him, you know, the guy is actually liking it and then giving him the thumbs up. That's kind of like that's kind of a cool little, yeah, a cool little accomplishment, because as I said, it was sort of a hat off, you know. Ivan was paying his respect, you know, for his favorite band. And don't be surprised if you see a Misfits cover next, because that's his other favorite band.
Okay. Yeah, because I think Noodles did tell me that he goes, yeah, apparently Ivan really likes us, but I think he likes Dexter's voice more than my guitar playing.
No, I think he likes the whole thing, you know. It's like, yeah. He just likes the band, you know, the attitude, the band. It's kind of the whole thing, not just the songs, but just, you know, the Offspring, they were always kind of like, what would be the word, you know? I mean, like, remember when they did the Napster shirt?
Right.
You know? Yeah, so they always had that, you know, that attitude. You know, there is something really punk about them, you know, like, they're like, okay, you watch this. Like, this is our turn, you know what I mean? So that's kind of Ivan, too, you know, the middle finger, and, you know, of this generation, and he feels like they were the middle finger of that generation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. And then you guys are covering a Kenny Wayne Shepherd song. Are you a Kenny Wayne Shepherd guitar kind of guy?
No, not at all. In fact, I was kind of surprised on that song because, you know, it's another song that I've really liked. And you know, that has kind of like a southern vibe to it.
So right.
I never imagined that that kind of vibe would ever work for Fighting at that much, you know. So he wanted that song, you know, and it's actually not simple. If he really likes it, let's do it. And once we recorded it, I was like, wow, you know, I was really surprised that actually, you know, actually we could pull that into sort of the Five Finger Death Punch world, because as I said, that was a song that I was like, I don't know, guys, I don't know if it is going to work, but okay, let's try it, because I just didn't see that happening, you know. And once it was done, it was a pleasantly surprised that, wow, it actually sounds as big, made it by being that bunch, you know? It sounds like us. So that was actually a bizarre, for me at least, it was kind of a bizarre surprise that, wow, okay, I guess, you know, I can put on some Texan accent if I want that.
Yeah, and, that's right.
Top of my Hungarian one, right? Y'all, and then you can be some country music. Which not, you're not going to do, but,
yeah.
But so, that one song is cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I see some of the songs. I mean, obviously, you guys aren't known for, like, you know, long, epic songs, but you got some really short songs on this record, too, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean, actually, look, we do have an idea that, you know, today kind of, you know, whatever you have to say musically, it has to happen in, you know, within 3 and 4 minutes. So, you know what I mean? That's just what it is. That's a habit right now. You know, like, back in the days, remember when punk bands were doing, like, 1 minute
songs? Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's always an idea. There were these, you know, classic rock bands would, you know, do, like, 20-minute songs. You know, it's the time always sort of, what's the attention span of the people today? I guess that's what it is.
yeah, the lower attention span. That's right, yeah. Man,
you know what I mean?
I do hear you. Hey, today marks the anniversary of Chris Cornell's passing right here in Detroit, ironically enough. Were you a Soundgarden fan? Were you influenced by them growing up?
I wasn't, but it's another, you know, it's another thing that Ivan is really close to, you know,
uh-huh.
and both his path as a musician, you know what I mean? I mean, everybody knows we had a little bit of a rocky road in the last couple of years, and, you know, and he's looking at, you know, all those bands and all the musicians that are no longer here, you know, and that's kind of, you know, helped him to get sober, you know. By saying like, hey man, you know what? I don't wanna go that way. So,
yeah.
You know. So he's in many ways actually as weird as that sounds, because the tragedy basically what happened is sort of reminded him that hey, you know what? You have a lot to look forward to, and you need to address it now before it's too late. And he did, and he's sober now, completely sober, and you know he's. Seems to be happy, you know.
I'll tell you what. I was just gonna say when you guys came through Detroit last summer, and Ivan, I mean, I couldn't believe how well he was doing. I mean, just talk with everybody. I talked to his sponsor that was kind of hanging out with him and stuff. And man, I'll tell you what, I was like, I was super impressed. But you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, I'm even more impressed, you know what I mean? Because I have to live with it. I mean, this guy was hanging off the chandelier, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hanging around every day. So, you know what I mean? It's a big difference now that he's, you know, and just seeing him, you know, seeing him being happy, you know? Anybody out there who has this problem, you know what I mean? Trust me, it's like you're probably not as bad as he was. he was out there, man. This was a hand grenade without a pin. You know, he was really, you know, out there, and you know, he got it together. You know, and then when you're a musician and you have the possibilities of access. You know, when you have the possibilities of, you don't really have a boss. You don't have to go to work. Nobody tells you what to do. It's really difficult to actually get it under control because of the lifestyle. You know what I mean? And any city you go to, there are new people coming out there, or a different group of people say, hey, let's go and have a drink, you know, or
right.
Have a party. And you know, and yesterday and the day before that, there was another group saying that. So when you're a musician, it's really difficult. And with all that, because of the possibilities, so, and with all that, he got it together, you know, and he's doing it. He's sober. He's he's happy. He has a total new outlook on life. So it's actually pretty amazing.
That's great. And Chris,
you can't do it.
Yeah, Chris is getting sober. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, hey, look, I've been in this business a long time, and I've seen bands break into the business. I've seen bands go through their drug and alcohol troubles, and then I've seen several bands come out the other side, you know?
Yeah. Well, then some of them didn't, and, you know, that's the demon, you know, that you have to deal with. And yeah, and I'm happy to say that now it's like everybody is sober. I mean, I've always been sober, so for me it was more of a, I was on the sidelines watching this, like, what the hell? What is this?
Right.
Mud wrestling, mixed with chandeliers swinging and banana throwing and whatever the hell it is.
And you got to watch it all on the sideline.
Oh, yeah. 10 years of that, man. I mean, like, there was a point, you know, we hid it from the people because it was so insane. I mean, like, tell you this. There was a moment when Nicky Six, I mean, talking about Nicky Six, coming over to your camp and says, guys, what the hell are you guys doing? You know, when Nicky Six tells you that you're out of your freaking mind, that there's definitely something wrong. That should be definitely the red flag and the alarm bells going up, like, guys, we did some stupid stuff, but, you know, you're in a whole different level now. You know? What the hell are you guys doing?
Man, well,
you know, so you imagine.
I'll tell you what, man, I am so happy for you guys with the new record coming out. And like you said, I talked to Ivan for quite a while last summer, and he was like, I couldn't believe how well he did. Hey, a couple fast things here, because they're going to cut me off, but I appreciate you opening up about that. First of all, happy belated birthday. How was that the other day?
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, it was great. I got punts. Well, punts, you were on stage, imagine it. I mean, you know, I'm doing my thing, my Zoltan dance, right? Spinning the hand, and there's this part of the song when, you know, it's all going crazy. And from the corner of my eyes, I saw, which I thought, like, it was Chris Kale, right? Because I just saw the dreadlock. And I saw the corner of my eyes, like, I actually thought of it, like, man, Chris is dread beard, because his beard is dreaded, right?
Right, right.
It's getting pretty long, right? And then all of a sudden, I'm seeing it from the corner of my, you know, my other eye. And I'm like, how the hell did he get on the other side? That's it. So I look up, and there were five of me, you know, eight, basically, the whole band, Bad Wolves, my boys, you know, I managed that band.
Yeah, that was funny.
You know, they dressed like me, wore the pants, the jerseys, the high top sneakers, everything. They copied the look, and, you know.
That is, yeah, that was hysterical, yeah. Man. Hey, last
clean tank, you know, it's good.
Yeah. Hey, last thing here for you. First of all, I love your Instagram, and man, you know, the Instagram story you had the other day with your girlfriend or whatever looking out the bus, that was very nice.
Right. All the time.
Yeah.
And
last thing, go Golden Knights. I know I'm calling you from Detroit and Hockey Town, but man, I love your hockey team, man. Way to go.
Oh, we all do, man. You know what? Nobody believed that. See, that's another one. Who puts a hockey team to the desert, you know? And everybody was talking crap on the team, you know, and then here we go. We're heading to the Stanley, you know, it's unbelievable.
Man, I've been texting back and forth with Vinny Paul. He's, you know, obviously you see him at the games and stuff, but man, great stuff. But hey, Zoltan, thanks so much for the time. And Justice for None is out right now. We'll see you September 1st right here in Detroit, and safe travels. Thank you so much, my friend.
All right. Thanks so much. See you guys there.
Yeah, if this is your first time listening to the Radio Chatter podcast, you're a big Five Finger Death Punch fan, go back and check out the interview I did with Jason Hook, or perhaps the one with Zoltan from last time, from back in March, where he actually just had visited the White House. We talk about that. We talk about his keys to success and all sorts of different things. Hey, hit me up on social media at MeltdownWRIF. I like to talk with some of the rock fans out there. I know this weekend is Rock on the Range. I'm heading out there tomorrow. I'm not going to be up there for the Friday night festivities with A Perfect Circle and Alice in Chains and that kind of stuff, but I do have some killer interviews lined up already, so check back next week. Next week, I'm going to be broadcasting live with the Greta Van Fleet guys. If you're right here in Detroit, heading to that show at the Fillmore, playing 3 sold-out shows with Greta Van Fleet and the band Dorothy opening up. So looking forward to checking out those guys. Like I said, broadcasting live out there for each of those days on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. And What else we got? Oh, leave me a voicemail, 248-586-2988. If you got a question, comment, critique, you know, whatever. I'm open for anything, so leave me a voicemail, and I'll try to get back to you or even post it in a future edition of Radio Chatter. But it's always fun talking to Zoltan. Hope you guys enjoyed that, and looking forward to really diving into the brand-new record, because I haven't really had a chance to check it out that much yet, but it's definitely Five Finger Death Punch. Zoltan Bathory today on the Radio Chatter Podcast. Thank you for listening. We'll do it all over again soon.